KQV News Time, 8:22. Well, let's go to the live line. Joining us right now, AP Business columnist Rachel Beck. And want to talk about why few homeowners seem to be benefiting from these historically low interest rates. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on here? We have these great low rates out there, but I guess a lot of people aren't and can't maybe take advantage of it. I guess what's happening out there?
Well, yes, we have maybe once-in-a-lifetime mortgage rates right now, but many, many homeowners haven't been able to take advantage of them. And part of that has to do with the fact that there are many borrowers who have little or no home equity, meaning the value of their loan is almost, you know, equal or more than the value of their house. And a lot of banks will not let you refinance under those circumstances. So as a result, they're turned away. And that's very frustrating to a lot of borrowers who, especially those who put equity into their house, like maybe they put 20% down and now that's evaporated because prices have dropped so much, but you still have that big fat mortgage to pay for. And they're not able to refinance, and that's very frustrating.
Yeah, and I guess the thinking by some is that if these people can refinance, it's good for the economy because they'll kind of get the ball rolling again, right?
Yes. I mean, there's been lots of speculation on Wall Street over the last few weeks. Many, many big-named economists have come out saying, you know, here's a quick way and so-called costless way to stimulate the economy. Loosen the rules a little bit for those mortgages guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and let these people refinance, and then boom, we'll have this economic stimulus. Because if you have a interest rate of, let's say, you know, 6%, and it goes down to 4.5, that's thousands of dollars a year that you could spend on cars or home construction, you know, renovations in your house or what clothes for your kids or whatever, or saving it in the bank, which obviously we would like to see more of. So there's been lots of talk that this could be a quick answer to the economic stimulus, but there's always a but, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, but the flip side of this is, I guess part of what we're talking about here is to accomplish this, they may have to kind of loosen things up a little bit as far as their lending standards, and then, of course, we can go back to how we got into this mess in the first place.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds great on paper to have a quick and costless economic stimulus, but there are some real costs to the economy over the long term. And at least from my point of view, I'm not sure this is the right way to go because, first of all, a lot of people who are underwater in their mortgage, they might still choose foreclosure because even a lower rate, they're still putting money into a house that they might not ever get out of that house. It also could mean higher interest rates for new borrowers. So people who are trying to buy a house now or in the next year, they might face higher mortgage rates just based on how the mortgage market works. This situation would make it less attractive to investors of mortgage-backed securities, and that's a big source of funding for new mortgages. So that could boost mortgage rates higher, and it also could mean bad news down the road. We could have people who are not willing to move because they have a once-in-a-lifetime interest rate. So that kind of leaves the housing market stuck a few years from now.
And Rachel, just real quick, as we're running out of time, but where does the administration stand on this? Is there any indication that something may happen in this regards in the near future?
They told us that they're not going to pursue this, even though there's been so much chatter on Wall Street about this, that this could be coming. They told us that the AP, that this is not going to happen. I guess stay tuned. Let's see if that really holds true.
All right. AP Business correspondent and columnist Rachel Beck. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right. KQV News Time, 8:26.